We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Kidda. You can watch this show. Go to radioalice.com/watch. I'm looking at you right now. Well, if you're on the looking glass, I'm looking at you. Or maybe Vaughn doesn't have the camera on me. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing in there. Vaughn runs a whole show in there. And actually, there's a little comment section. You can get to know Vaughn and talk to other lookers.
You know, I wish to mention, we don't have that section anymore, Sarah.
What?
I'm meaning to tell you.
There's no more messaging?
Mm-mm.
What the? Who the? Is that a New York thing? Oh, boy, oh, boy.
What did she say?
Get Susan Larkin on the line. Well, that sucks. Well, you can still watch. You just can't get in a fight with anybody.
Don't interact with us.
Who wanted that anyway?
Just
watch, all trolls on there saying listen. How ugly we looked every morning.
Don't talk to yourself.
I hate that section. I didn't want it anyway. Thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidda's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Those are annoying.
Oh, they can be, yeah.
Yeah. Kidda, technology that saves lives. So I'm going to do a quick Anthony Bourdain roundup. Mm-hmm. If you somehow missed it, Anthony Bourdain committed suicide in France last week. We got the news Friday morning. His body is stuck in bureaucratic red tape in France, apparently.
Well, that happens to Americans. I know this because of my dad. It happens to Americans all around the world.
Yeah.
And none of us realize
how inconvenient it is to die in another
beyond
country.
Beyond belief, right. How different every place else is. Like, you just don't realize.
So the Bourdain family is still waiting for the French government to allow his body to be flown back to the U.S. for burial. His mom says there are formalities, and she says, listen, I lived there for 5 years. Nothing is done quickly.
Who says that?
His mother.
Oh.
The mother also said the funeral plans are in the hands of his wife, Octavia Boussia Bourdain.
Boussia? Oh, but I thought they were divorced.
They were only legally separated, so she is legally still his next of kin. The mother says, although they're separated, she'll be in charge of whatever happens. We haven't talked for a couple days. I'm sure she's as broken up as I am. They remained on good terms after their split. They have an 11-year-old daughter, Ariane, according to reports. And so they have shared the raising and of her and were amicable. Bourdain was found dead by apparently his best friend, Eric Repair.
Yeah, I read a little bit about where they were, and it was a really nice place. And apparently the little town that where the show was going to happen was all set up for him, and they were ready to do this segment. And he was a no-show, and they finally went up to...
Where are you?
Like he was a no-show for breakfast.
Him. Yeah. And
it looks like he used a bathrobe belt. It looks like it was the hotel's bathrobe. Anyway, I mean, it's horrible news. I'm just going to give you anything that's vaguely new here. No indication anyone else had been there that morning. No sign of foul play. Toxicology won't be back for several weeks, but that'll determine if he had anything in his system. He'd been dating an Italian actress named Asia Argento, who we know because of the Harvey Weinstein case. They've been dating for more than a year. She said, Anthony gave all of himself in everything he did. His brilliant, fearless spirit touched and inspired so many. His generosity knew no bounds. He was my love, my rock, my protector. I'm beyond devastated. My thoughts are with his family. I would ask that you respect their privacy and mine. It's unclear, really, whether they were still together at the time that this happened. She'd actually been photographed with another guy holding hands, hugging. It's possible that's like just European touchiness. Right, Hooman? I mean,
well, I would suggest if it were up to me and we're, as we are, doing our usual speculating, I would say, you know, when you're in a public relationship like that, it feels weird probably for them to have to put out a press release saying, we've broken up, mm-hmm. and you don't want to have to answer questions about that, and maybe it's not permanent, and you find yourself going, let's just zip it.
Well, it looked like they were together as recently as a couple weeks ago. There was some kind of a picture posted that showed them as a couple. But people are suggesting that they were either no longer dating or maybe she had something going on the side, and who the hell knows. And she even posted some cryptic thing, like F for everyone.
That's one of the weird things. The night he passed.
So about 2 hours or 3 hours before it was discovered that he'd passed, she had put up this sort of bitter sounding post. And when the news broke, she took it down. So I don't know if those two are related or she's just pissed off about something else. Who knows?
Well, it seems like they would be related, right?
Certainly the timing is interesting.
It led me to speculate maybe they'd been in some kind of argument or that was the breakup.
Yeah.
And that's he broke up and then tapped out.
His suicide came just days after Kate Spade killed herself, and the Mental Health Association is saying that the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline has experienced a 25% increase in call volume compared to the previous week. That number is 800-273-TALK. A lot of people have been posting tributes online. Val Kilmer rubbed some people the wrong way for calling his suicide selfish, but his anger was part of a pretty heartfelt tribute that he'd written.
I saw that.
Anthony Show posted, actually on CNN this weekend, was we had it, like you couldn't get it. I think they marathoned it out, and lots of people
talked as well. Did the same thing?
Oh, did they? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was just lots of talk about him, intercut with video, and then they were playing full shows and lots of sit down interviews with him.
Mm-hmm. He had a profoundly huge and loyal audience that I
wasn't aware of it.
You were at least aware of him, mm-hmm. and absolutely.
I just didn't realize how many people this would transcend.
The way it impacted you was surprising to me because I've never once seen a show. And as I've seen now little teeny clips, I'm like, I probably would like that guy.
You'd love that show.
He seems cool enough.
Yeah.
I'm not really into cooking shows, but.
What did your son say?
He was really sad. You know, I didn't see him before we left because he was at school on Friday. But I talked to him a little bit over the weekend about text, and you know, just super sad and couldn't believe it. And you know, asked why, which I said, you know, I just don't know. And we, you know, it's not funny at all. But we sat and talked about that last night, the four of us, about, you know, if you're feeling blue or you know, you have to reach out. It's how it's a permanent solution. Problems that are temporary, and it's just, you know, it's so, I think that probably a lot of people talked about it. I think if there's anything good that comes out of that, it's that people
have a conversation
about it, and you know, you're able to really express to the people in your life how devastating it would be, and how it's so important for them to talk. I mean, God, teenage suicide rates are crazy, and they're just going through some of the hardest times.
Isolating is the worst thing you can possibly do, mm-hmm. if you're feeling that way, and especially
so
with
bleak.
Hotels and travel the way he did.
They say he was exhausted too. That like over the last year, he's just and then some. He's been just working nonstop, and that his friends. In fact, I don't see the exhaustion thing here. You know what, though? Here he is talking about his depression on his show. This is from a couple years ago. Were you able to grab this, Bernie?
Wow.
Yeah.
The thing that bums me out, it's obviously incredibly sad for anyone to be that depressed that they would take themselves out. But the thing that makes me... It's the same thing with Kurt Cobain, the same thing with Chris Cornell. I mean, it sounds like Kate Spade was at least at home, but some of these people traveling and they find themselves, maybe that's part of the problem is the travel and the isolation and like Bourdain and all these cats had the money, like retire, man, and put yourself in at least, and I know that's the deal. They couldn't put themselves in a different spot, and the the solution they found is permanent. So there's, but to be able to retire and just hit the brakes on all of it and walk away and create a different setting for yourself.
You just don't realize that that's what you need. And some people can't stop, Vinny. Like, I think that some people are just super driven and, like, retire for what? So I can be home alone and really let my demons catch up to me? Maybe they see this as sort of running away
from
it.
Maybe.
Who knows? And we'll just never get in his head. His show posted an homage featuring one of his quotes.
Yeah, it's all just a quote written down.
If I'm an advocate for anything, it's to move. As far as you can, as much as you can, across the ocean or simply across the river, walk in someone else's shoes or at least eat their food. I think that's enough. I want to get to something fun because there's tons more, all kinds of tributes and people crying. Bill Murray.
Yeah.
He's always good for a happy story.
I like him a lot.
Yeah. He's an oddball. In lots and lots of ways. Every time we hear a story about Bill Murray, it's like, what do you do now? What's going on here? So for a long time, he's been planning this food truck park in South Carolina, and that is going to open its doors this summer. And he's got a couple partners. They're calling it the Container Bar. Originally, it was called the Food Truck-O-Rama.
South Carolina, you say?
In South Carolina, yeah.
Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know he's a Chicago guy. Yeah. He's obviously Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I think even...
Maybe he just like spun a globe and stuck a finger down. Mm-hmm. Let's do it here.
Okay.
The Container Bar will start serving customers later this summer. The food truck hub will be at a former Charleston office building that they've gutted and redesigned to suit this venture. So I don't know if that means that the trucks are out in the parking lot or if they've somehow emptied out the first floor and the trucks will pull in there. But they took over a whole office building. He's got a couple partners. They opened a Charleston restaurant in an abandoned gas station a few years ago, and that was such a success that they were like, let's do more of this. Weird stuff. They got this gas station, opened up a restaurant, and then as that was successful, and they started buying all the properties around it. And so this office building apparently is one of them.
All right.
And that's why they're going to move forward with this big food truck project. I guess that it's going to, they're saying here that the building itself is going to be finished in August, but it sounds like they're going to be opening a little bit before that as far as just the food trucks. I like a food truck orama.
It's weird to have the building be any part of that. I don't get it.
I know, because a food truck thing, it seems like all you'd really need is a parking lot.
I can't think of the name of the place in San Jose area where they've got, it's not food trucks, they're little tiny kitchens all in one big building, and you can go to any one of them to get a meal.
Maybe they're backing these trucks up to the door to that person's kitchen or something, and you move in there and you serve, and there's like a food court. And so I have no idea how they're setting this building up.
It's like a food court. San Pedro, I want to...
San Pedro Square? There's a San Pedro Square.
That might be it. Uh-huh. And there's music playing. Uh-huh. It's a really cool thing, so... I could see it working.
Yeah.
We went and I was like, this place is going off. There's music jamming and all kind of different food. It's cool.
Yeah, I like that stuff. And it's cool to have choices like that, you know, just to walk around and look at what everyone's getting off each truck. And either you want to wait through the long line for the sought after thing or you go, I'm starving. I'm going to go to this one. There's no one in front.
French fries are fine.
Sounds good. And then just really quickly, I want to do our Dewey of the day.
Oh, boy.
Nice. I got to say, the good news here is I don't think I've ever seen Vince Vaughn look better. Dude looks like he got the Samsonite removed. Take a look. This is his mugshot. Carefree. Happy days.
That hairline looks awfully strange,
it's though. The whole thing is looking a little... Vince Vaughn was busted early yesterday morning at Dewey and resisting arrest in Hermosa Beach, California. He was picked up at a DUI checkpoint around 1 in the morning. A passenger in his car was also taken in for public intoxication and obstruction. They were both released later in the day.
Who's the passenger?
They are not. Is it in that story?
I don't see it.
I don't think I read who it is.
Oh, no. They say both men posted bail.
Yes.
So it's not a lady.
No, his wife arrived at the jail to pick him up a little later. So Vince's
Well, that would
wife.
Have been a real problem if he had
wouldn't
been
it?
Busted with a lady, wouldn't it?
This is his first DUI. The last time he was arrested was 01 for a bar fight in Wilmington, North Carolina, which I totally remember this. This is a wasn't Steve Buscemi there? And
yeah,
it's like at a
his face got
some
cut
kind
up.
Of crazy. Yeah. But anyway, Vince Vaughn, looking good.
Both men were uncooperative and refused to get out of the car. And they've been busted for obstructing an officer.
Yeah, they're not
on the
list.
They
weren't in a good place, apparently. But I'll tell you something. Vince Vaughn, whatever you had done here, looks really good. I'm thinking I'll find out who your doctor was.
He's got two movies coming out. The next one, it looks like it's with The Rock.
Oh.
And then he's got another one coming out with the great Mel Gibson and the greater Don Johnson.
Oh, wonderful. Well, as long as he's not up to ruin another season of True Detective. Which that show is just dead now, right? I mean,
no, it's coming back with Mahershala.
Mahershala?
Mahershala, yeah.
Ali?
I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
I'll give it a try, exactly.
I'll tell you, that first season was so astoundingly good that the second season just...
It wasn't that bad.
I blame it. Was horrible.
It wasn't
it
that
was
bad.
Horrible.
Yeah,
it was hard to follow. It was so bad compared to that first season.
Don't compare,
I've spoken.
Sarah.
I'm comparing.
Fair. It's not fair.
What's coming up, Ben?
Going vegan and winning the lottery.
Mm. Oh. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:39, Monday morning, broad daylight out. It's going to be a beautiful day, sunny and 72. Oh, my God, I heard tomorrow's supposed to be like mid-90s.
Tomorrow's supposed to be the hottest
Crazy.
Day of the week. Yeah, real spike in the weather.
Oh.
Excited about that, Vinny?
Enjoy today.
Summer's here.
Yes.
It's on.
It is
and
on.
And all the kids are getting out, too.
This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Coming up at 7 o'clock, you can win tickets to see the new production of Cirque du Soleil, Volta. 7 o'clock, you'll have your chance to call in and win. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Oh, darn it all. Oh,
the Radio Alice Report.
What just happened?
We're about to pray again.
I was on the Jesus music still.
Oh, right. Anything turn up, Hooman?
No, so far I'm still single.
Oh,
bad news.
So far, boy, Jesus is slow.
Well, we acknowledged he's busy.
Yeah,
that's true. It's a big planet.
It's a big request, too.
With lots.
Yeah, no doubt. He's like, oh, boy.
Well, we'll keep checking in with you as the day goes on.
All right, thanks. Okay. Back over to you.
Thanks.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Technology Credit Union, TechCU. Oh. Bank happily ever after. All visit right. TechCU.com to get started. Here's what's happening. The Warriors won on Friday. They swept the Cavs. That is...
Warriors.
The Warriors' third title in four seasons, and there'll be a big parade on Tuesday in Oakland at 11 a.m. at Broadway and 11th. They expect more than a million people.
Is that why they're clearing the streets now? Because everyone's going to camp out and get a spot?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
At least the weather will be nice
for them. I think
they're
saying you can get there as early as 6 a.m.
Oh. All right.
Tomorrow.
Are they a dynasty?
Aren't they at this point?
They're on their way to becoming that for sure. Oh. I think that it's hard to see anyone in the Eastern Conference competing with them. The trouble is getting through the West. Their own conference, which is especially if LeBron leaves and goes to the Lakers, like everyone keeps saying he's going to.
Is that the deal? When will we know?
I don't know. July or something. Anyway, the color to wear is blue and gold. Mm-hmm. Just so you know.
Got it.
That's the color to wear.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I hear sweep? A broom. I hear a
sweeping sound, I hear. So this is really interesting as the mayor's race here in San Francisco. As we left, it looked like Mark Leno was in the lead on Friday.
And
now
250 votes.
They've continued to count. And London Breed has moved ahead and added to her narrow lead.
Oh.
And while the race is tight, she's ahead now by 1,500 plus votes.
Oh.
So it's looking good for her.
Do you know how many they have left to count?
I don't.
25,000.
They're saying in the next day or two they'll have it completed.
Oh, there it is. There's still 25,540 ballots left to count. So processed by the departments. Okay, so we should know a lot more by dinner time tonight.
All right.
But it's looking good.
It's 103,000 to 101,000, roughly.
Let's see. Tara Moriarty.
A girl. Yeah.
Was quoted. She's, we know her as a reporter for which station
she
was it?
She was with KTVU for years.
And then left
a couple months ago.
The media biz to take over London's
she is so passionate
campaign
about London. Yeah,
obviously this is a nail biter, but we've certainly been buoyed by progress we've made over the last 5 days. Good for them.
Yeah,
weird to leave a successful media career and go into politics, but she picked the right pony.
A lot of people have left that media sector and gone to do other things.
People
recently
are pretty passionate these days.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You want to see that.
Sure.
Heck, our girl Anna left to go to BART. Our guy John Sasaki left to go to the Oakland Unified School District.
Wait, Anna?
Anna Duckworth?
Yeah.
She went to BART?
Yeah.
What?
What's she going to do?
She's working in some, in the I don't know what her title is, but in the communications department.
Oh. Really?
I like Anna.
I think reporters get burned out after so many years. You're going here, there, everywhere. Boom,
oh,
boom,
I can
boom. Like,
totally
every day
see
is a different
that.
Day
you want a
9
to 5-er.
Yeah, and some of these people have kids as well. So, yeah, they want to be able to enjoy that.
Well, yeah. I don't want to bust on the business, but they've also made it a lot harder. It used to
make
be prestigious, and you'd have a camera crew and people helping you, and now they're like, can you set, here's
set
a tripod.
Own,
right.
Set this up.
Stand in front of it and report.
Yeah, don't move around.
What?
You can't show the entire scene.
Good grief.
Yeah.
And that's in big markets that's happened. In little markets, they just
forget it, right?
No reporting happening.
They just use their iPhone. Here's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They turn it around.
Just take a bunch of selfies. Post that.
I always like to keep up on the affluenza people as the mother of the Texas teenager who used affluenza as a defense in a fatal drunk driving. She's in jail now.
Oh, is because she helped him run or why?
Well, she's been on probation because she helped him run, but she's accused of taking drugs in violation of the conditions of her release. Tanya Couch was booked in Fort Worth jail last week on Thursday. They say that she tested positive for amphetamine or methamphetamine.
Mm. She became a meth head after all this?
These were rich people. I don't know if they've gone broke since they've tried to
seems like they must have
saved their kid, but
at this point. Did she and the husband divorce?
I don't know the scenario behind that. The coupling. I followed this as much as I can, but we don't get all the details. The story about the boy is that he was drunk driving and killed four people. And I think one person ended up
like a quadriplegic
disabled by it. So four dead, one
maimed,
changed forever because of his drunk driving. And he got off because the family and a psychologist claimed at trial he's too rich to understand responsibility for anything. Mm-hmm. He's never had to take responsibility. It's called, or it's known as, affluenza, which made us all sick.
Yeah. Well, that he could actually get off is astounding.
She was helped Ethan, her son, skip the country for Mexico in 2015. Weren't they busted by ordering pizza?
Yeah. Like, were they there because he violated his parole and so...
Yeah, he'd been seen at a party drinking.
Yeah.
And so they had to go on the run. Anyway, now she's in trouble, and it looks like meth is her deal.
Ugh.
Good Lord.
Vegan.
Oh, vegans.
We all know one or two of them.
Uh-huh. Delightful people. They're not angry.
Well, here's the thing. It's hard to be vegan.
Yeah.
I've actually hard. Just I would prefer to be vegetarian. Forget going all the way vegan.
I sort of like your attitude. You try not to eat meat.
And even that is hard enough. Right. I find myself
turkey
going,
sandwich comes by, you know, what are you going to do?
I can't not eat. And I can't have macaroni every meal. I just can't.
Right.
It's not enough. I mean, I
those
could
beans
actually.
And lentils.
I really like it. Oh, speaking of those lentils packages, mm-hmm. I found the same brand, and it's like tikka masala vegetables.
Oh. I'm in.
Yeah.
I like me some tikka masala.
So I'll let you know.
Okay.
I picked them up on Friday. I made a Costco
Where'd
run.
Where'd you see? Oh, they had them there. They had more than one flavor. Because John said they had just the one flavor.
They now had two different.
Can you find the brand name on that so people know what the hell
Tasty
we're talking
Bite.
About? Okay. But there's like a.
You're right. There's something else.
Marina.
I don't remember. Anyway. Good. According to a new survey, the average person who goes vegan only lasts 3.5 months before they go running back to meat, or at the very least, some kind of meat
Eggs,
product,
right? It's hard. It's really hard. Like, there aren't a lot of choices. I mean, that is truly, you can really only eat vegetables. Even most bread has, you know, animal products in it.
3 out of 4 people who tried to go vegan but quit say they would have lasted a lot longer if they had more support from their friends and family.
Yeah, it sucks when you go over to someone's house and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, what were your special needs again? Really? You can't eat my, I mean, it's quiche, it's
listen to that wonderful
vegetable.
Tone.
Oh, says the guy who couldn't be vegan for long.
That's right, because of the lack of support.
And I'll tell you something about, oh, yeah, that's right.
You just read the story. What are you talking about?
We were supporting you just fine right up until you took that steak and shoved it in your head.
Oh, please. That was the first time we saw it.
No kidding.
Listen to this. You're just validating the story he just read.
Right.
Listen to your
exactly
tones.
Right. Oh, well, that's what we're doing.
We're showing you how we feel about it.
The survey also found the 5 non-vegan foods that people are most likely to accidentally eat when they first become vegan.
Oreos.
Chocolate. Beer. White sugar. Jelly.
White sugar is not vegan?
I don't know.
What's it got? Hooves in it or something? Hooves
I don't
are
know.
More stuff than you think.
Jelly and yogurt.
Oh, yeah, yogurt.
Chocolate includes an emulsifier that's made with egg yolk. Most beers are clarified using things like gelatin. White sugar is made using bone char?
Really?
I don't know that. Oh. Jellies always use gelatin, and yogurt is dairy, which isn't vegan, so.
Sorry, vegans. All the good stuff is out.
It's tough, man. It is tough.
Are the little packets of lentils and beans vegan? Probably not, huh?
I don't know. It would say on it.
It would.
And they do say they're gluten-free,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the things I got going on at home.
Oh, who's gluten-free?
The missus.
Oh.
Is gluten-free.
She have a celiac thing?
No. She just says her legs feel better when she doesn't eat gluten.
Mm.
Which I'm like, man, are you sure you don't want to just stretch that out? You're gonna make everything a thing.
Gluten-free, though, is a lot easier now than it was even 5 years ago. Just there's actual good options.
Sure.
Trader Joe's has these like ginger chunk cookies that are gluten-free to die for.
You like them?
Tried them this weekend.
Oh, who's gluten-free in your party?
Heather has like a celiac thing.
Oh.
Yeah. But you know what she does? She brings her own stuff.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. So when she comes over, she's like, "I'm going to bring my mac and cheese."
That's
gluten-free
great.
Mac and cheese. Which you wouldn't think could be gluten-free, but all the pastas now, super easy. And some of them are just like nice and light. They're delicious. Much easier now.
They're not that delicious.
Pretty good.
They're not that good.
No, you can't even notice.
Okay, you say.
Mm.
I took that lentil stuff that we were just talking about, and I didn't have any other choice because I had to go to my HOA meeting. I was at the place that, here's what I got. I put it over mac and cheese.
Oh, and?
It was so good.
Really? Oh, good.
I was like, this is so good.
So regular mac and cheese with the cheese
and
everything. Not just macaroni.
No, mac and cheese. I made that. Mm-hmm. And then I just poured the lentils on the top of it.
And it was
in
delicious.
A big bowl and ate the whole thing. Oh. And then couldn't even eat dinner when I got home. Like it filled
so
me up.
So satisfied and full.
All the way through into the night.
Those lentils are good with everything, really.
Yeah.
I love lentils.
It's vegetarian, but not vegan.
Not vegan.
It's gluten-free.
Okay.
No MSG and GMO-free.
All right.
Burn on the vegan.
It has
sorry,
it
vegans.
It has dairy in it.
Oh.
Shoot. Anyway, our text number is... Did you just fart?
No. What was that noise?
What noise? I didn't hear it.
What farting noise. Good morning, everyone.
You tooted, didn't you?
We're trying to figure out who just tooted.
Maybe it was like my arm or something. I'm not
all
sure.
All right.
I'd tell you if I farted.
I know. Yeah, we're all pretty good about owning stuff on this show. Unless it's really stinky, then I'm going to blame it on Hooman for sure.
Not even in there.
That's how bad it is.
Permeated through the
right.
window.
800-400-3697 is our text number. We've got a couple of those and a couple things I wanted to mention. I cracked my... my Apple Watch, and I feel so naked.
Oh, no.
Do you want your old one back?
No. I'm going to go and take it to him today.
You cracked it. How'd you do that?
It's like a hairline. You can't even see it, but now the buttons won't work.
Oh, man.
Like I'm all, wow, I'm locked out.
I cracked my phone over the weekend.
Dang.
It's spider webbed out.
How are we going to get through this week with our cracked phones and Apple Watches?
How did you do that,
Brent? That's what you guys got.
Shut up, Hooman. I was just working on the yard and dropped it. You know, I was pulling it out of my back pocket. I don't know, slipped out of my hand. Mm. Pop, and now I have a case. I didn't have a case on it because it looks better, but I replaced it.
Oh, you already fixed it.
I replaced the screen.
Yeah.
I wonder
if you can get your screen replaced.
That's what I'm gonna go ask. I don't think you can. How can anything waterproof have?
I don't know. Good question.
I don't think it can, but I'm gonna try today, and I'll let you know. I just feel.
Naked. Keep looking for your time.
Hey, everyone. Say hello to Amay.
Amay?
Her name's Amay.
Hi, Amay.
Hi, Amay.
She came up at the dance recital and said hello, and she's a fan, and I was like, all right.
Amay it is.
Sweet. Amay, everyone.
Yes,
hello.
You.
Hey, since we're giving shout-outs, I want to say hello to Officer Officer Oliver of Global Entry, because I went for my interview with Homeland Security.
Oh, how'd that go?
It was intense, man, because, you know, I went to Turkey. They're like, why'd you go to Turkey? And then I think in her computer it said I went to North Korea, and I freaked out. I go, I didn't go to North Korea. I went to South Korea. She goes, oh, let me fix that. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, please do.
I mean, Turkey and North Korea, I'd be like, just put me in jail, right?
Right. Obviously, you're up to something.
510 says, OMG, I was peeing my pants. Great prayer, Vinny. Y'all are too funny. Hooman, you are blessed to have such great friends.
Yeah, Hooman.
Am I?
Oh.
Yeah, Hooman.
Hooman needs to be, 810 says, Hooman needs to be open to a relationship. He seems surrounded by women at all events.
That is his thing.
Friends.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I have Game of Thrones news.
Crying out loud. We're still a year away.
No, but there's more.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.